Video, but I forgot to turn off voiceover,
it's on,
so it's not working for
me.
I started the live video.
Okay, let me turn off voiceover so I don't confuse you any further.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, you could get your uncle. Well, excuse me, in the house of the Lord and all of his people said, Amen. It is so good to be back home, isn't it?
Amen.
Hard. Goodness, it's been over 2 years since I've seen you. It's just wonderful. That's why we have homecoming.
Amen.
So you can come back home.
Amen.
We've got so many people here. Miss Fox came back. Everybody. So glad to see you. Even some of my kids showed up. That's wonderful. You know something's going to happen then. I'm kidding. I love y'all. We're going to just say we have praise and we have prayer requests. We're going to try to just do the very urgent prayer request because we've got a lot of stuff on the program today. We have singers. She's going to sing. She's freezing the floor.
Yes.
And yeah, but she'll be fine. Got a good preacher here. Our pastor brought his dad, a beautiful mom. He's going to preach today. His name is Larry Thacker. We're going to call this one Behind the Ditto. And Pastor Thacker here is going to bring the message today. We've got singers here today. We're so happy to still be here. Jerry, when you showed up, I'm glad to see you.
Amen.
It's been a little bit, just a second or two. He's still amazing. Okay, so let's have some praise reports other than today's glorious day in Jesus' name. Miss April.
Well, the praise report is that there is a possibility that I could be off of my diabetes medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very important praise report to me because my sister's ex-brother-in-law, no, my sister's ex-fiance, he cannot see very well, and he has all of his toes, I think he has his legs amputated, everything, so he can't walk, and now he can't see very well anymore. So it means a great deal to me that you take care of your feet, take care of your health and take care of your diabetes.
Amen.
Because
we're all struggling.
Thank you. Miss Cindy.
Tim drove me and him to church today.
Hey! Yay!
He's kind of proud. But he's not driving home. I am.
Would you a backseat or a side view?
I was his nag.
Oh, okay.
I did my job.
Okay, that's what I was supposed to do. Yeah. Excellent, Tim, you're making big strides. That's wonderful. Praise God for that recovery. Miss Mary.
Yesterday we celebrated Lexus's 10th birthday, even though her birthday's on Monday.
Awesome.
I got to spend time with family.
Okay.
I drove a bunch of kids out to Michelle's house. I had a soccer team in my van. It was fun.
Oh, y'all had a good time then. Well, I can't wait next week to get to say happy birthday to you, Lexus.
Yep, her and Calvin. Calvin's birthday's on the 9th as well.
Calvin Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Anybody have a praise report? Well, I know we all have something. God did something for us. Ma'am?
I just praise the Lord for his many blessings in my life. And I'm getting some physical therapy, and my legs are getting stronger.
Good.
Surgery this Tuesday, and I got a message from my doctor's office that he had a wreck, and he needs back surgery, so guess who gets his first? So they called me twice and rescheduled me twice, and I said, that's enough. I'll see you in January. I said, it's enough to get by right now. But I said,
he can
have my spot.
Well, I hate he got hurt, but I'm glad that he can.
We'll be saving his tomorrow.
Yeah, good. Okay, any other praise reports? Hey, Kelly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Gimme.
I'm just glad to be able to be back. I haven't been able to be here in a couple weeks, so I didn't know if I was going to be able to get done with the test to be here, so I'm glad that it worked out.
Me too.
Amen.
We're glad to see you today.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be here.
We're so glad to see you today. Amen. Amen. God can work miracles. You just got to believe.
Yep.
And when Kelly got here, I felt, oh, great, we don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Oh, dear. Maybe my mom. He's too young for me. I'm just warning you, Brandon. Just stay away.
Okay. She'll be robbing the cradle soon.
No. That's fine. Back her up by your mom.
No, but behave yourself up there, Lane.
That's a praise that Kelly's here. Yeah. It is good. Okay. Cindy?
Tim this past week fell, but he helped himself up, which was a great godsend, because I can't lift him anymore, but he has bruising and whatever, and we want healing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But at least he's walking, so I got to praise that.
Okay,
so
we if you're not, don't know what we're talking about sometimes, is we have critical patients that we absolutely pray for every day. That's Linda Thacker, that's Tim Terrell. That's Don Cox. He's fixing to have to go on some dialysis. It's not dialysis, it's a different kind of medicine. Anita, but she's not here. I hate that.
She's supposed to be here.
Okay, Anita Hooks. She's critically ill all the time. And now Kim's asking for this. So those are the ones that we pray for on a daily basis because they're critical. So we just keep praying for God's healing. Thank you, Kevin. Okay, April.
Prayer request that I have is for my family and most importantly my sister.
Okay.
My prayer request is that my sister's is in a lot of pain, and I think it has to do with potassium, but she's in really bad pain. Okay. And sometimes it's hard for her to drive. And most importantly, the second most important thing is my niece and her 5 children, that they are stable, that they're in their new house, that they keep their, that my niece and my niece and my nephew keep their jobs. They've got new jobs and they need to keep them. And so the CPS can be out of their lives.
Okay, good. Absolutely want CPS out. Thank you, Ms. April. Leanne?
I've been in contact with one of my mom's cousins, and she was supposed to go in for testing either yesterday or the day before, and she called me and told me she had an update, but she has been really sick and is asking for prayers.
Okay. Absolutely want to pray for her. Kelly, quickly. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss Kathy.
Yeah, we need to pray for my cousin in Georgia, Lois Marie. We were praying for her pancreatic cancer. The chemo that they are giving her is not working on the tumor at all, so we're going to start a new chemo this next week.
Okay.
So keep her in your prayers. And a gentleman I went to school with, they amputated his leg a month or so ago, and he apparently was right below the knee. He apparently has got an infection. They're going back in tomorrow to amputate him. But, so keep him in your prayers.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Any other prayers? I don't mean to make it quick. We just got so much going on, okay? If you need prayers, you can come up to Pastor Thacker after. I'm sure he'll have an invitation to get your stuff right with God, and he would be more than happy to pray for our ditto back here. Okay. This up here is Isabella. She's sick. She's going to sing for us in a minute. But I wanted to say a quick prayer. I'm going to say a little bit about the church, and I'll be quick. If you Medicare gives them. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this glorious day. We thank you so much for everything you've done for this church. Lord, a man's vision and still the legacy carries on. Father God, thank you for the people here today. We just ask blessings on them in a special way. Father, I pray for the program today. Be with everyone that's here. I just pray that it would be music to your ears. Thank you for the love we have for one another. Thank you for the praise reports. And we just want to remember all the prayers. We lay them at your feet, Father, because only you know what's the best for us. So we give them to you. Sweet, sweet Holy Spirit, oh, how we welcome you here today. I just ask that you enter this room and that you let loose and let God have his way. We thank you, sweet Jesus, for what you did on the cross for us. We give you the honor and the glory and the praise. Please station your angels around this building at 6929 Bay Street to protect us and keep us safe. Father, this is holy ground for you today. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Okay. Up here is a picture. Well, it's of Everett, Ruth, and Don. But probably about 69 years ago, maybe a little more even, 70 years ago, two people made it Sunday school. And I've got to preface this because you just know how they work. And I went to Sunday school, and after Sunday school, this little lady here, she was young, she sassed her way up to Don a bit more, and she would pick me up at 5 today. And that was it. He picked her up, and they got married and had two beautiful children. That's just how she was. You did it in a Bruce way, or you were tortured. And Don know her. Don was in World War II. He contracted encephalitis, which made him drag his leg very bad and shake. He was a brilliant man. He was God's one of his best men. I put him up there with Billy Graham. Never said a bad word to anybody. God knew he could use him.
Yeah.
He gave him a vision for a church, a handicapped church, to welcome people that had disabilities to feel comfortable,
Amen.
To not be looked at or stared at or ogled at or made fun of. And this was his vision. This is what God gave him. He talked to Anna Ruth about it. She said, nope, not going to do it. And well, you know she changed her mind because God won't tell one husband and wife two different things. Amen.
Amen.
The vision was between them. They started this church 61 years ago. And they met, if I can remember everything, they met at Lee Park. So back in the hippie days, no, they didn't sit around and smoke grass. But they were out there with the hippies. They got an abandoned building and just met there. It was Don, Anna Ruth, and Mary Tatum, which she's gone to heaven now. Just three of them started there. They had the opportunity of Dallas Baptist Association saying, hey, we've got a church or a church building. Come to go look at it. So they both came up here, got at the altar and prayed and said, this is our house. This is God's house. They struggled with the payments. They needed one payment, 1 month, and they needed $50 to complete it. They didn't know how on earth, but they said, God, we're going to give it to you. They walked outside, and there was a $50 bill in the bush. No kidding. I mean, that's just how the faith of these people, brilliant people, they love people with handicaps. And when they met me, when they knew I'd fit right in because I had mental issues. So I was welcome right into the house. I was loud, obnoxious, and totally different from them. But they loved me straight away. I never thought that I would marry a guy that was going to be a pastor, though. I never thought I'd be a pastor's wife. They started this lake, like I said, 61 years ago. It's still going strong. We welcome able people and disabled people. We have a beautiful van out there that's completely paid off. One of our church members, that David took her to the doctor relentlessly, all the time, was there. I helped her. Anita helped her. And when she died, she gave the church the money to buy a van. That's just how wonderful these people are here, I'm telling you.
Amen.
And it's just amazing how it keeps going on. It just keeps going on because why? It was God's vision. And we're continuing the legacy. Don passed away, and then Anna Ruth passed away. And then they were looking at my husband, David, and I fought him tooth and nail, no, I want my own church, blah, blah, blah. He said, no, I'm going to be pastor of our best church. Okay, honey. He carried on that legacy. He loved people. He loved everyone, even more than me most of the time. And I would tell him, how can you be so nice to them and not be nice to me? But he was a great man. He passed away a little over a year ago. It was a shock. Our life has really been a struggle and sad, but you know, life goes on, unfortunately. But what?
Thanks so much for taking this for your living.
Well, now he lives with me and my
husband. He didn't have to live with us, so it's going to
be hard. Oh, yeah, he didn't have to live with y'all. And get it. Anyway, the legacy still goes on today. We're proud of it. We want that vision and that dream to carry on. We just ask that y'all feel welcome here. One thing that people have said, they always feel welcome here. And that's what's important. You need to come to church to feel loved and wanted. And we love you. We will hug you to death and probably spit on you by accident. I spit when I talk, I'm sorry. But we love you. Baby girl here is a Christian. Right, Isabella? You love Jesus, right? And you want to sing for these people? Okay, we're going to get your microphone on, and she's going to sing God Only Knows. That's Grandma's favorite song. So Grandma will probably cry, but that's okay. Because it's happy tears, okay? And Ditto back here, Ditto Pastor, is going to turn the CD on for you, and you just sing your little heart out. Let me see what I got it on. Okay, this is Isabella. Okay, we're ready. Okay, now just sing with your heart, Jesus.
I don't believe on the words I'm All for being here today. Welcome to Homecoming 2019. I am so excited. This is something that I have looked forward to for a long time. So I won't spend a lot of time belaboring the points. We didn't have the victory march while she was singing.
No. Well, we're Baptist. We got to pick up money.
Why don't y'all do that while I talk just a minute here? I'm not going to be very long. But do you have anything that to contribute to the church, or if you want to offer a little bit extra to help the folks that have come here today, to help us, you can do that as well. The church building is now a food bank fund. That's the thing there. And then, of course, the offering plate is the offering plate. So thank you all for being here. You know, I shared something a couple of weeks ago about Bartimaeus, the man for whom the church is named, that I think is very important for us to remember as we go forward. If you haven't got the chance to hear that, I'd love for you to go back and listen to it, because the message, the primary point of that message is simply this. We have named the church Bartimaeus Baptist Temple in recognition of the fact that Bartimaeus was a blind man who saw for Jesus and got healed. But there's something I want you to not miss in that. Bartimaeus is not blind. He used to be blind. He's not blind anymore.
Right.
He's blind. He was blind, but now he can see because he went to Jesus.
Amen.
And when we identify with Bartimaeus, that's what I want us to identify with. We're always going to be a church that meets the needs of people with disabilities. But the person that we're identifying with is a person who came to Jesus and got healed.
Amen.
So we want to be a church that comes to Jesus. And are we all going to be a church that comes to heal? Maybe not. God's told me I'm going to stay the way I am. But we want to have spiritual healing for certain.
That's true.
We want to be known for. That's what we want to identify with about our base. He came to Jesus and he got what he needed.
Thank you.
pain is still blessed. Because Kathy knows them well, I'm going to have her give a formal introduction.
Say something. Ginger is my sister-in-law. We've known each other from elementary on. That makes her husband my brother-in-law. So with that said, Ginger and Stoney and Brenda are still blessed. I went to school with these folks most of my life, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I can.
Still blessed.
I stand amazed. I'm honored and privileged to be here today. I'm speaking, yours is in the middle, speaking for the girls as well. We are honored and privileged to be here. I was here many years ago, and I looked a little different, did I not, myself?
You still look good, Elvis.
Well, thank you very much. But I want to say this. I don't know, was Brother Larry here then?
No.
Okay. I don't feel well, I do feel bad. For those of you that weren't here then, when I came in here, of course, when we were doing that ministry, I was fully blown dressed. I was like
Elvis.
I mean, I had the jumpsuit, the wig, the glasses, everything. And with sunglasses on, you can't see where you're going. And I took a tumble off that first step coming in here. And I said to myself, just while I go sitting right there, I just saw a blind man walk on the stage three times and never stumble. Thank y'all for having us here today. I hope something we do today will be a blessing to you. Here we are, couldn't have family reunions. We'll visit for just a short while. Then the party will not see each other for years or for a time. But someday when life here is over, and all of our troubles are over, we'll step off on the beautiful shore.
Someday,
yes, someday, river cross the river and step off on the beautiful shore.
And while,
yes, and while, Jesus, my Savior and Savior, in His presence evermore. Yes, I've got I'll be here forever and ever, my child.
Thank you.
She's going to do a song for you now that I want y'all to
listen to the words of this song, because it's going to bless your heart, I guarantee you.
I can't take a heart that's broken, take it over again. But I know a man who can live. A soul that sins in, make it white as the snow. But I know a man who can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
been fun. It's been enjoyable to be here amongst all you beautiful people. I didn't think there was this many people here the day I did Elvis. I can't remember. Of course, like I said, I had the sunglasses on, so I couldn't see. So I don't know. I want to thank y'all for supporting us today, and thank y'all for allowing us to come. We appreciate it. There's one song that we do at the close of each one of our programs that we do. It's kind of what we call our, you could call it a signature song because of our name, but it's a testimony song for us, I guarantee you that. But looking out amongst this audience today, I can say that it's probably an anthem for quite a few people that are here today. So thank y'all again for letting us come. This will be our last song of the day. Thank you so much.
They could see that I hate.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you all very much. It was very good.
It was.
I almost chickened out of what I'm about to do next because Kathy went running in real singers. I need to keep my mouth shut.
Whatever.
Actually, when we were growing up, we had a piano in the house, and my mom would play every once in a while. I'd hear, she'd sit there and play, and I'd just sit there and listen to her. And just about every time she would sit down, at least this is the way my memory goes, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but every time she would sit down, it seemed like she would play this one particular hymn. So I'm guessing that it might have been one of her favorites.
Amen.
And I never had a chance to sing it for her, so I thought, well, today would be a great time to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a sweet son.
Oh,